Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to look at Nahum chapter 1, verse number 3, where the word of the Lord says, "The Lord is slow to anger, and he's great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind," and then everybody say the storm. "And the clouds are the dust of his feet." Turn to your neighbor and say, that's a big God. Let's look at Matthew 14, verse 26 through 29. "And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled. And they were saying, it's a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, bid me to come. I want to walk on the water." Paraphrase. "And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus." Wow. Praise God. I do know that the Bible says only the Lord walks on water. And so that's why the disciple began to sink after he began walking on the water. When he got his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink. Because the Lord was the one walking on the water and he was holding the man up. But when you walk away, you sink. And that's what happened. And so let me talk about the storms for just a few moments. Amen. There's secrets that lie within the storms. Amen. I'll never forget an elementary student. I saw the picture somewhere. And the teacher asked everyone to draw a picture depicting peace and calm. And this little elementary student girl, she drew a picture of a massive storm blowing. The trees were blowing and all of that. It's amazing how simple they draw, but you see exactly what it's about. And then she had a little bird in the crevice of a rock during that storm, and the bird was just at peace. There is peace in the storm. Amen. The song said, through it all, I've learned to lean on Jesus. Through it all, I've learned to trust in him. Amen. And that's what we're going to do. Praise God. That's what we have done through the years and through the years to come. Lord, we call on the name of Jesus. And we ask you right now to bless the season of time around the word. And we ask you, Lord, to bless it, anoint it to our hearing, our understanding, that we may use it for your glory and our strength in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. God bless you. You're seated just now. What a time. Beautiful time with the Lord today. Some things remain a complete secret as long as there's sunshine, and then only to be revealed during the storm. I remember hearing a man of God testify at youth camp one year, years ago, about how that there were only 10 churches in North Carolina. 10. I don't know how many there are now, 90 or 100 or whatever it is. But pastor, he testified about that and said there was 10 churches in the state of North Carolina. And Brother Carson, he said youth camp was in Macon, Georgia. And you had to go all the way to Macon, Georgia to have youth camp. When just yesterday there was youth leadership training, and of course Brother Carson being president of the youth in the state of North Carolina, they met here in his youth room upstairs, and he had over 60, not youth, but youth leaders from the state of North Carolina. Isn't that awesome? And so the youth, just making a point here, so the youth have come a very long way since that just 10 churches. you figure out of a church of 10, there may have been two, maybe three youth directors in those in total within that group of 10. And so he said, we've come through the storms. We've come through trouble. We've come through a lot of things. I think at that time when he said that, there were probably about 40 or 50 churches. When I was evangelizing, that's all the churches that were in North Carolina. And so we've doubled that by now, and it's even better because we have weathered the storm and we have stood still and we've waited right here for the glory of God. Amen. Look at Psalm 66 and 12 real quick here. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire. We went through the water. But thou broughtest out into a wealthy place. Amen. Praise God. And so we don't want to get into a place that we're so blessed that we forget where God brought us from, because he definitely brought us out of the storm. Somebody say amen. Praise God. And so we will all want comfort zones. We all want it to be pain-free, trouble-free, and our lives to be totally set free. But it takes the storm sometimes to show us that he alone walks on the waters. Amen. He alone speaks to the elements and says, peace be still. And without the storm, you can be numb or careless-minded of the need of others. And that's what the Lord wants to verify in every child of God. And that is that we're not only aware of ourselves, but that we are aware of others. The best way to know pity and concern for the sick is to be sick. Amen. Somebody comes to you and says, my house burned. I don't know what to do. You simply say, I'm going to pray for you. That's what I would say, because I have no feeling regarding that, because I've never had a house to burn. And I don't want a house to burn. And so I want to feel that right now. Hallelujah. But you don't know. You don't know what that feels like until you have felt that. Amen. People that have been in massive car accidents. People that, yes, have been divorced. Let's go into the real world right now. People that have experienced separation. Amen. A child that died. If you've never been there, it does not affect you. Personal storms reveal a lot about our inner makeup, perhaps more than we even want to know sometimes. You may not know your own convictions about life until you're forced to open it like an umbrella in the midst of the howling gale of a storm. Sometimes we think we're trusting in the Lord, but the strong winds and slashing rain reveal sometimes otherwise. There is a God of the storms, and he will reveal himself in the midst of the storm. Amen. Simon Peter said, Lord, is it you? He said, it's me. And they walked on the water together. Amen. So I ask this. Amen. I don't know how much spit and speed we'll get tonight. We've already had that. But let me talk to you this evening. Do you know the lily of the valley? Do you know the rose of Sharon? The rose of Sharon grows on the hill. The lily of the valley grows in the valley. But did you know they're the same flower? I know the lily of the valley, and I know the rose of Sharon. And regardless of where I'm living today, I still know him. And I still want to walk with him. Amen. Those that are giving up, let them give up. But I'm here to say we're still going to take it up. Somebody said, Pastor, what do you do when you pray for somebody and they're not healed? That's easy. I say, next. What do you do? You're not the healer. You're not the provider. You're not the God of the universe. He heals who he heals. He delivers who he delivers. I'm just here to have faith for everybody, hoping that some of them will be healed. Amen. And so what do we say? We say, next! My Lord, praise God. And so personal storms, praise God. Hallelujah. Do you know the bright and the morning star? It takes darkness to see it. Hallelujah. Amen. Posture yourself for the storm. Look at Matthew 7, 25 through 27. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended and the floods came, very same thing, very same storm. And the winds blew, same storm, and beat upon that house, same storm. And it fell, and great was the fall of that house. Amen. The storm didn't make the difference. It's how it was built that made the difference. Amen. Storms are going to come upon the just and the unjust. The Bible said it rains upon both sectors. And I'm just here to tell you tonight, how are we going to build our house? The storm will come, but the storm will go. It's amazing to me that the more ferocious the storm, the quicker it passes. So this too shall pass. Somebody say amen. Amen. But I'm here to tell you tonight, do not underestimate the power of the storm. Pastor said it won't last long. So we don't have to pray hard. We don't have to fast very much. We don't have to go to church that much. We don't have to worship that much. Pastor said it'll come and it's going to pass fast. Amen. But let me tell you something. Something that moves quick can wipe you out. Carson and I were out of town when Amanda called and she said, there's a tornado passing our house right now. And it did. And it totally picked up their next door neighbor's house, spun it around and sat it back down. It took an oak tree in the backyard and totally knocked it over. Amen. It would take five people locking hand in hand to get their arms around that tree that fell. That if it had fallen that direction toward their home, it would have killed everything in there. That would be Amanda and my grandbabies. Amen. But it fell the opposite way. The house across the lane was so wiped out that when rescue got there and the fire trucks got there, amen, my wife said, I'm coming. And she went through every kind of debris over and under and around everything to get there. We still don't know how she got there, amen, to pick Amanda and the babies up. But when they got there and rescue got there and fire trucks got there, they stood around. They said, what is everybody looking at? And they said, there was a house here. And they said, you're kidding me. They said, no, there was a house here. They found a lady there and she was dead. They found a baby there and she was doing fine. The fireman picked her up and put her in his arms. And a few minutes later, she passed away. She was bleeding on the inside and they did not know it. Amen. It's a storm and it came so vicious and it came fast. Yes, it passed fast. But look at the devastation that it caused. Amen. We need a house in the midst of all of that that will stand true and stand strong in the midst of the storm. Right now, while the wind isn't blowing, right now, while the blessings are going, right now, while the anointing is breaking the yoke, would be a good time to certify and fortify your foundation. I am not a doomsday preacher, but I do the, it is natural as anything in this world to tell you that there will be a storm coming. There will be a wind that will blow. There will be a tempest. There will be disaster. Amen. But to the wise man that built his house on the rock, after the wind subsides and the dust settles, your house will be still standing. So posture yourself for the storm and don't underestimate the power of the storm. Amen. Praise God. Build your relationship with God secure. Properly estimate the storm. Build on the rock. Praise God. How many of you can testify the word of the Lord brought me through and I'm learning to lean on Jesus? I'm just here to tell you, can I make a point? There's not a lot of people that find God in Hawaii. We have missionaries try to come through. Where are you going? Hawaii. Okay. You want partners? You want us to pay for that? We understand. We comprehend it. We get it. Amen. Praise the Lord. But how many days of Pentecost have you heard about falling on the islands of Hawaii? How many of you have ever been to Hawaii? Praise the Lord. All right, good. Praise the Lord. How many days of Pentecost happened while you were there? How many 120 received the Holy Ghost? And 3,000 the next day, and 5,000 the next day. Amen. How many of us found ourselves in little shops trying to play a ukulele? I mean, Hawaii's Hawaii. And so they find him in Alaska where you're freezing to death. They find him in Alaska where people commit suicide every day and become alcoholics and drug addicts, and they go crazy because there's nighttime for 6 months out of the year, and because there's storms, and because, yeah. There's a young man right out of our youth group when my wife and I were youth pastors that pastors in Alaska. I tag in with him every now and then. I've got to go see him and preach for him and be with him a little while. Amen. Brother Rathman is there. Amen. And he's going through the storms. He's going through the troubles and the trials and the tribulation. He's written a book about it. Amen. That's what comes out of all of that. Amen. And so storms cause trees to grow deeper roots. But just because storms cause that, we have no right to stop praying for deeper roots. Amen. We should thank God for the storms. A storm's the only thing we don't have to pray for. It's coming, whether we pray for it or not. There are four sources that can bring storms to our lives. Number one is Satan. The Lord looked at Peter and he said, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat. The devil trembles when he sees the weakest Christian on his knees. Hallelujah. People, hath not Christ said that a man's enemy shall be they of his own household? Amen. They can hurt you because you love them. Grandmas that say, I'd rather you be on drugs than go to that church. Or that church is a cult. Man, that's a group of folks that don't get it. Amen. That church is wrong. That church don't know what they're... Hello? Those of your own household can be your worst enemies sometimes. But you love their guts, but you get yourself to the house of God and worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. The Lord, look at Jonah. One of the most graphic stories of a storm was to arrest an errant prophet, a prophet that was lost. Jonah was headed out of the will of God, and the Lord sent a storm. Amen. We need to just simply get where we're supposed to be and calm a lot of storms. Skillful pilots get their reputation from the storm. How do we know he's skillful? Because he's faced storms and seen. And there's been a ton of times that our plane has landed on the, not my plane, but the airport's airplane. Don't you even think I got an airplane? Amen. That landed on the tarmac, and all of us would stand up and clap our hands because we felt what we had to go through. Nobody said anything and everything went quiet, but we knew the pilot was in a fight. I remember one time we left Phoenix, Arizona, and I felt the plane after takeoff began to turn, and all of a sudden it stopped turning, and the pilot finally got on the radio and he said, folks, he said, I apologize. We tried to turn back and land back in Phoenix. He said, but we are simply losing our electronics. They are slowly shutting down all of our electronics. And then he said, we're going to try to land in New Mexico. And I said, by the grace of God, we're landing in New Mexico. Hallelujah. Amen. And then again, the quiet went over the airplane. Praise the Lord. I'll never forget Christy Ballestero was on that plane and flying with her husband. Brother Wayne Huntley was on that plane flying with his wife. And Christy, their daughter, looked at her husband. She said, honey, I love you, but I'm going to go sit with my daddy. She did. She got up and went and sat with her. And so everything got quiet. And the pilots literally landed that plane. And how did they say it? By the seat of their pants. They had no electronics or nothing. They just simply landed it by just feeling it and experience and observation and watching. When they landed, there was hazmat everywhere. There were fire trucks. There were rescue squads. So that let you know they were expecting anything to happen to that plane that we were on. And when that plane landed and parked and sat still, boy, did we clap our hands to the pilot. One of the greatest pilots in the world. I don't even remember his name, but he's one of the greatest pilots. Why? Because he took us through the storm. And what we need to do is we need to let God be God. Storm's coming, but let him take you through it. Hallelujah. And let him prove himself to be the greater God than he's ever been to you before. The greatest God that there is among all the gods that people are trying to raise up. Am I making sense? Praise the Lord. Amen. And so we need to comprehend and we need to understand. People. Praise God, are ways of bringing the storm, sometimes your own family. Amen. And then thirdly, one of the things that can bring great storms is three people in my life, me, myself, and I. By making the wrong decisions, amen. We watch, we pray, amen, and believe God to lead us, guide us, and direct us. Everywhere we go, we've never been before, and in that process, I've made wrong decisions. But you've been patient, and you've bore a lot of faith, and I appreciate that. I'll probably make rough decisions in the future, but we will get where we're going because that's where we want to go. Amen. And then another situation that will bring storms to our lives is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We remember, again, Jonah, how God arrested him, got his attention in a great way. And then ultimately, Jonah fell right into the will of God. The storm passed. Amen. So, we need to get where we're supposed to be, do what we're supposed to do for the will of God. Somebody say amen. Praise God. Would you stand with me? Hallelujah. Here's something the storm will do. It will measure the strength of your commitment. I like what Job said. We need to adopt it. Where Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. He didn't say, though the devil comes against me so hard that it takes my life, yet will I trust my God. Job bypassed the world. He bypassed the devil and went straight to the face of God and said, Lord, if you kill me, yet will I trust you. We need to adopt that. Amen. Praise God. The level of your maturity. First time you go into a storm and we pout, we scream, we fuss and throw things. It's just simply showing that you're an immature Christian. You need to do some growing. That's fine. At any given time, there should be people at different levels. If there's not, we're not having a revival church. But I say it's time to make that scripture that says, this too shall come to pass. You need to make that your favorite scripture. Amen. All right. Let me ask this question. You want out of the storm? If you want out of the storm, then ride with Jesus. Look at Mark chapter 4, verse 37 through 39. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full, this thing sinking. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they woke him, and saying to him, Master, carest not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Up until that point, Jesus was riding with them. Well, we saw how they handled it. When they turned it over to him, are you going through a storm? Let's ride with Jesus. Let's lift our hands and praise him together right now. Let's lift our hands and worship Him together. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter.
There is no
problem. It doesn't make sense.
Too big.
When you're on a boat and the spray gets in your face and you say, I can't stand this spray, so you dive in. Your problems are just spray compared to hell. I want the storm to reveal some secrets about you. How you respond. How much you continue to worship. How much you continue to endure. How much you continue to pray. What is the storm revealing about you? Can it reveal an attitude? Can it reveal disrespect? Can the storm reveal hatred or hurt, harm, malice, contempt? But can the storm reveal a bona fide child of God, an apostolic that will humble themselves and wait for the sun to shine and wait for the birds to sing again and wait for Carolina blue skies? I want you to let the storm reveal so God can give you revelation. Why don't we come and stand and worship the Lord for the way He's ministered to us this weekend and for the words that He shared with us, for the anointing that continues to break the yoke, for the power that God continues to rain down upon His people, for the blessings of God upon all apostolics.
Oh, there is no problem.
Hallelujah.
To be.
Hallelujah.
God cannot solve it.
Come on, young people. We're not running now. We're not shouting. We're not leaping. But can you worship Him? Can you praise Him? Can you praise Him now? Can you lift Him? Can you exalt Him? Come on, show God what you do when you go through a storm.
There is no storm.
Show God who you are in your storm.
God cannot calm it.
Show him what you're made of in the valley.
There is no sorrow.
Hallelujah.
Too deep.
Oh yeah.
He cannot soothe it.
Come on, grab His hand.
If
Master,
He carries the weight
Master,
of
we
the
want to ride with you.
Upon His
Lord, speak to the elements. Lord, speak to the wind in somebody's life right now. Lord, speak to the storm in somebody's life right now. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
If He carried the
speak to somebody right now, Master, and let them know that You are walking on the water.
Oh, I know my sister yeah. that He Ooh. Will carry you.
I want to say to somebody right now, peace be still. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus, peace be still. Lightning cease. Wind, stop. Rain, you're finished.
Jesus.
Sun, begin to shine.
Hallelujah.
Weeping may have endured for the night, but joy's coming in the morning. I'm speaking to your storm right now in the name of Jesus. Now let's praise Him for it. Believe Him for it. Trust Him for it. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, I'm walking in peace. I'm walking in victory. I'm walking in anointing. I'm walking in power, authority, and dominion. I'm with You, Lord. I'm with You, Lord.
All who are weary, and I will give You rest. If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to give you a picture. I want to give you a picture to take home with you. I just saw this. Amen. I saw Him when she said, if He carried the weight of the world, as He carried His cross, that was the weight of the world.
Oh God.
And He carried it. The Bible described him as not even looking human. You couldn't hardly make out what he was. He was just such a mess. His face was pulverized. He was bruised, beaten, battered, but making his way with his cross over his shoulder. Amen. His eyes connected to someone. Remember in the scripture where he said, "Weep not for me." Remember that? He said, "Weep, don't weep for me." You know what he was saying, Brother Harris? He was saying, "I got this.
Right.
I know it looks bad, but I got this." I got this. So you just weep for your friends. Continue to weep for your family. Continue to weep for your children. And I'll ride their storms. And I'll invite them to ride with me. And they'll walk on water with me. I got this. The devil don't know what he's doing. But I know what I'm doing. Take that home with you. Amen. Understand something today. Amen. Young people, luxury can be more perilous than storms. Amen. Luxury can be more perilous than quicksand and poverty and chains. The storm, the Lord lifting us above that and making us realize there is a God in heaven and He loves me.
Yes.
Because He has proven Himself over and over and over and over. Amen. Could we one more time just give Him praise for what He's doing, what He's done? Hallelujah. Hey, He's got this. He's got this.
If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders,
weep for your children.
I know, my brother, that He
weep for
will
your family.
Carry you.
Weep for your friends.
If He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, I know, my sister, that He will carry you. Oh, if He carried the weight of the world upon His shoulders, that He will carry you.
Okay. Okay. Amen. When I went through all those treatments and all of that cancer, how you endured that, I do not know. When I look back at some of the things I did because of medication and things, it was so crazy. But understand something tonight. I am not on medication.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And I said, Sister Marshmore, you may be seated. And Brother Hopper was with us. He said, Brother Marshmore, he said, I think you might be coming back to the pulpit a little bit too soon. I'm just telling you this, before all of that. And I said, there's so many things that happened during that process that I would never tell everybody everything. But before I got so sick that I had to retain myself to the couch, I would go upstairs and pray. And it seemed like that I had no alarm clock or anything like that, but I woke up every morning at 3 o'clock. Brother Bennett, I was teasing you. I do know what 3 o'clock looks like. Where's he at? And there was one time that I began to pray,
Jesus,
and I got so choked up I couldn't hardly speak, and I was just praying, just reaching out to God. Funny to you, that's fine, but I'm telling you, it was real to me.
Yes.
The Lord literally picked me up off of the floor And as I was walking a few moments ago and praying, he was carrying me.
Hallelujah.
And I just relaxed. I will never forget that experience.
Right.
It may have been that time that my wife heard all that. That was it noise?
Incense came into the room. I was asleep and I woke up and I smelt the sweetest. It was like someone had lit some incense in the room and it was so beautiful and I was wide awake and I couldn't figure out where the smell was coming from. And then I noticed my husband wasn't in bed and I went and looked upstairs and he was praying. And then God showed me that scripture about praying and the sweet incense filled the room. It was beautiful.
Perhaps it was that time. I don't know. I just know this. I'm not preaching something that I heard. I'm not preaching something that I read. I'm preaching something that I know.
Yes.
He will carry you.
Yes.
He will carry you. God bless you tonight as you're dismissed. Go with God. Let God go with you. Make a difference in your world and bring that difference to church next weekend. Hallelujah.